next, the one and only, talk about the little Anky Panky. And I tell you, she is full of energy when we're talking about songs that really hit. That's what you're going to be hearing today. Little Hanky Panky has it going on. Come on, tell somebody and tell another friend and tell another friend to tune in to the one-on-one music review show, because this is where it's all happening. Keep it locked. Start that. Bing, bing. What you mean? Bing, what you mean? Bing, bing. I'm a team, watch my bing. Bing, bing, bing.
Dripping flows, nails white to match my toes. Get blind if you come too close. Them say what?
Gentlemen, if you are just tapping in, you are vibing to the one in the one-on-one music review show. Of course, it is that we are currently listening to Lil Hanky Panky, who is going to join me in just a few minutes. So keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. Keep on sharing. Tell one person, tell another person, tell another person about this show. We got to keep it locked.
Me pull up in the X6 Bimmer. Turn it up, run it up like a winner. This bling blinger.
Start that.
Bling, bling.
What you mean?
Bling,
what you mean?
Bling,
bling.
I'm a team, watch my ring.
Bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling.
This bling,
what you mean?
Yeah, yeah, bling, bling.
My wrist, my neck, my thighs. One look, they hypnotize. Stone cold Medusa style. $1 million smile. Got so much dripping flows. Nails white to match my toes. Get blind if you come too close. Them say what?
What?
Yeah. Start that.
Bing.
Yeah. What you mean?
Bing.
Yeah. What you mean?
Bing.
Yeah.
My machine, watch my ring.
Bing.
Paycheck, spending all my sugar daddy money on a bracelet, yeah. Diamonds, moon rocks, space fit. Got them bitches looking at me funny cause they basic. Sim Simma, me pull up in the X6 Bimmer. Turn it up, run it up like a winner.
Hold up.
Bitch, bling, blinger.
Start that, start that.
Bling,
yeah. What you mean?
Bling, yeah.
What you mean?
Bling,
yeah.
My machine, watch my ring.
Bling.
Watch my ring.
Bing. 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 What's the style, yeah?
Rich, rich girl, wife, fuck a paycheck. Spending all my sugar daddy money on a bracelet, yeah. Diamonds, moon rocks, space fit. Got them bitches looking at me funny cause they basic. Sim Simma, me pull up in the X6 Bimmer. Turn it up, run it up like a winner.
Oh,
yeah. This thing bigger.
Start that.
Bling, bling.
Watch it, bling.
Bling.
Watch it, bling.
Bling.
Machima,
watch my ring. Bling. If you come too close, them say what?
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for tapping in and staying the course with us. Of course, it is that we are currently live with little Hanky Panky, as I got so many questions coming in right now. But however, little Hanky Panky, are you there? Okay. We can hardly hear you. So can you speak up a little bit more so that our audience can hear you?
Right, okay.
Yes. So tell us where you're hailing from today.
Kingston, Jamaica.
You're hailing from Kingston, Jamaica. I love it. No, it weren't sure if you were here in the US or, you know. That's awesome. So to the listening audience who does not know anything about Little Hanky Panky, would you give our audience a brief introduction about yourself?
Sure. I am a dancer, current musician.
Uh-huh.
I was born and grew up in Germany and traveled to Jamaica about 6 years ago. I used to dance for artists and in clubs in Germany. I used to make my living with dancing, but I also played in bands and I studied music in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to Jamaica, I mean, I always wanted to move away from Germany, and then I don't know, the universe just aligned things for me, and I ended up in Jamaica for the past 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Making music.
nice. So what is your preference in terms of, you know, to for what you do in terms of music? Is it Germany or you're preferring Jamaica? Are you loving the atmosphere?
No, I mean Germany, I haven't really ever recorded my own music in Germany, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Jamaica is really where I started my musical journey as like an artist myself. I used to play instruments and record music as an instrumentalist and perform as an instrumentalist in Germany. But my personal and musical journey as an artist started here.
So. Oh, yes. Well, wow. We have various persons across the aisle or tapping in right now. Big up to Zimbabwe, who's currently tapped in. Big up to Canada, Jamaica, the UK, and of course it is that I will come back and I will keep on shouting out you guys. But of course it is that we have Nicole out of the US, and she wanted to ask about the name. She says she's very intrigued by the name. So tell our listening audience, you know, how you came up with the name Little Hanky Panky.
Yeah, I never really came up with the name, you know. It was given to me. No, since I've been dancing in Germany from I was a little kid. And I also used to, as I just said, I used to play instruments. My main instrument was guitar. And I was a little punk kid and always, you know, had my ripped jeans and my long hair and this and that. But at the same time, I used to dance, all of them dance, like dance, so, you know, be high heels, cool. So I remember the first, I think, and the dance teacher looked at me, and Hanky Panky is actually a dance hall step.
Mm-hmm.
It's that name, Hanky Panky. And I think it was that we learned that step in that class, and the teacher just looked at me and she's like, never, like, she asked me what my name is.
Yeah.
And I said, Lily, and she's like, no, your name, you're looking like an Hanky Panky. And from that day, this name just stuck with me. Like, people literally started calling me that. So, yeah. Okay. It wasn't by choice. No free will.
It wasn't by choice or free will. Well, I tell you what, you got a few tunes that, you know, emphasize the name itself. You know, I'm loving what I'm hearing. My audience is loving what they're hearing as well. Of course, we opened up with Bling. Talk to me about the song Bling and, you know, coming together and voicing it.
Well, Bling was really, because my music is very versatile. And
speak up a little bit louder for me, please. Yes, go ahead.
I said my music is very versatile, and I get inspired by a lot of different genres, but you know, like, the longer I'm in Jamaica, the more the dancehall music influences me and inspires me. So Bling was really like a vibe we built up with my producer in the studio, the rhythm, and we just started vibing to it, and I had this the Bling chorus in my head. And then when I done write this song, I'm like, I have to put dance a Bling on it, because dance a Bling is a big dancer in the streets in Jamaica, you know?
I know. So, I know of dance a Bling, yes.
Yeah, so I link up dance a Bling to tell him, listen, I have this song called Bling. I need you to do an intro on it. And he's like, all right, then send it over. Let me hear what you have. And when I'm listening to this song, I was like, okay, this is a mad vibe. So record, run in the kitchen, record voice messages on WhatsApp to send me. I sent that over to my producer and then basically add voice messages from WhatsApp over into the song. And Bling became a whole featured artist on the song. And from we started playing the song in the dances and on TikTok, it just took over. Like, I think we don't... No country in the world left out. Like, everybody sending us videos of the dance challenge and stuff. So really, I wasn't expecting, you know, that kind of return from that song. But at the same time, I'm not surprised, because the song is a vibe.
The song is really a vibe. We love it, love it, love it. But I'm going to jump to one of your other tracks, and we'll be right back with more, okay? Keep it locked.
Honey. Drop it, yeah, go. Who that? Slim thick belly body. You bad, my bag full of money. Too bad, I'm who you wanna be. Who cares, life sweet like a gummy. Who that? Slim thick belly body. You mad, my bag full of money. Too bad, I'm who you wanna be. Who cares, life sweet like a gummy. Say what? Now you wanna ride, wanna hang with the squad. Now you like my vibe and the way that I dress. Now you wanna tell me that I am the best. Now you wanna act like you know who I am. Now you want me to act like I know who you are. Now you want a selfie for your Insta stories. People them for know you are friends with a star. Say what? Me no want no new friends. Got not them out for real, real. I stick to my day once give up. But how you feel, feel. Who that? Slim thick belly body. You mad, my bag full of money. Too bad, I'm who you wanna be. Who cares, life sweet like a gummy. Who that? Slim thick belly body. You mad, my bag full of money. Too bad, I'm who you wanna be. Who cares, life sweet like a gummy. Good at cashing checks, baby. I bought my mom a brand new Mercedes. I doing things, I live the life crazy. I do whatever I want and it pays me. I call the shots, I ball like Tom Brady. I got the sauce, I want some more gravy. Big pimpin', a hustler like Jay-Z. Seasick, be hating, I'm wavy. Who that? Slim thick belly body. You bad, my back full of money. Too bad, I'm who you wanna be. Who cares, life sweet like a gummy. Who that? Slim thick belly body. You mad, my back full of money. Too bad, I'm who you wanna be. Who cares, life sweet like a gummy.
Yay! Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are tapping in wherever you are in the world, I thank you for tuning in and checking me out on the One-on-One Music Review. Of course, it is that. We currently are vibing with Little Anky Panky right now. And we have persons across the world that are so enthused by the name already and also with the rich sound that she has produced as well. You know, I'm loving these, I call them bubblegum songs because they are so catchy, you know? Bubblegum songs, yes. All the producers, they understand
exactly
what we are talking about.
That's exactly what I was telling my producer when I was doing the song. I was like, this is a bubblegum song. The video needs to be a bubblegum vibe.
Yes. Yes. I'm loving it. So talk to me about your influences. Who are the persons that influence the music that you're doing?
That's a very wide range. I don't even know where to start. I mean, honestly, my interest for music was really like awoken very early. My parents had a big shelf with CDs from every genre you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And from, you know, like punk rock over 70s rock over Bob Marley over Sunday George Michael. So I used to just sit as a kid. That was like one of my favorite hobbies, was to just sit and listen to all of these CDs on my Walkman.
Yes.
And then through the dancing, I had also different influence from, like, you know, music. And then dancehall came into my life. And also because, I don't know, it was just, when you listen to a lot of music, you get exposed to more and more. It's like a tree, you get me?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think the biggest influence is the fact that I had so many different influences.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, I feel like my first really, like, you know, my dad, the first dancehall artist that I got exposed to was, of course, to the dancing, like Sean Paul and Spice, because it was them big in Germany, but also like Popcorn and Conscience. So this music just gives you a complete, like, this music makes you just feel like you're, you know, by the ocean in a sunny place. And what caught me so much about dancehall was just a nice vibe, a good vibe. And dancehall was also so different from every other genre. So,
you know, where it is that we talk about the songs that you're doing, and of course it is that you go to dancehall first, and you know, when we listen to what you have going on as well. Do you have videos for all the songs that are currently out as well?
No, not every song. I have a few videos out, but my EP, I have an EP out,
mm-hmm.
and not every song on the EP.
But you have a few videos. You have a few videos out that help to enhance the production. Am I correct?
Yeah, my singles. Anytime I release a single, I release it to the video.
Okay. What is the local reception like? How are local people receiving your work?
I'm mostly getting love. It's a lot of love, which is actually, you know, as when it comes as a European girl, and Jamaican people love to be skeptical, you know, they don't like culture vulture and all of that, but I've been really getting a lot of love, and I always try, you know, I'm respectful about it. I go from here and say, doing dancehall, this is like me. Like I don't claim to be Jamaican or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Dancehall inspires me, and I love it. And the love that I give, I receive back, and the other way around is energy. You get me? So obviously, you're gonna have people judging you and haters, but God bless them same way.
Mm-hmm.
I just do what I love, and it's a passion, and nothing really can stop me.
Well, I tell you, I see the comments coming in, and let me tell you something. Of course it is that I opened up with Navino, Prayer and Born Great, and I can't wait to have this conversation with him as well, but it's your time right now. But in terms of what you have just said, you know, doing your thing and staying afloat, I had to play a Navino at the top of the hour. because it is that. That's, you know, it's just great to always have persons who are aiming for the stars and have other persons who stand back and say, you know what, I'm going to support you because I see you out here working. I see you working across social media. You're doing your thing as well. Bling, I love bling. Yes. Gummy, I love gummy. But of course, it is that the all-time great. We have, you have a collaboration with Bounty Killer. I've never actually met Bounty Killer before. I'm looking forward to it one of these days, okay? Maybe I have a friend who have another friend who's currently listening. That was Bounty Killer. And I will have him on the show one day. However, talk to me about working with him on the next track that we're going to run. Talk to me about working with him.
Well, Bounty Killer, as you just say, is one of the greats. Mm-hmm. And I had the song actually recorded before. So the song was recorded by myself initially.
Yes.
And my producer, my manager, played it for Bounty Killer because, you know, Jamaica Small, and I knew Bounty Killer before that myself, personally. But when Bounty heard my song, he loved it. And he decided to jump on it and give me a strength. So, it wasn't really like, unfortunately, I didn't get to like go in studio with him. Mm-hmm. I would love for the opportunity in the future.
Yeah.
But the fact that he gave me a strength on that song is really, means a lot to me.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to introduce you to, of course, Little Anky Panky song. This one is with her and Bounty Killer. Energy. And when I tell you, it's all about the energy. We'll be right back with more Little Anky Panky.
I woke up alone. Took a look at my phone. Just called, number unknown. Can't be bothered, I'm out in my zone. Your presence still lingers around. My clothes are over the ground. This morning you're gone out of town. This morning I lost what I found. I let your tender to touch, yeah. You got me thinking too much, yeah. Life isn't got in a rush, yeah. We've been escaping the bus, yeah. Now everything seems to be so surreal. Broken connection, you're there, I'm here. Still keep it moving like automobile. I'm pressing yes and you're staring the wheel.
With a Jamaican Sankey,
yo,
with a Jamaican Sankey, it's Bounty Killer and Hanky Panky.
Yeah,
tell the food for the nothing like election time come round tonight. Me bring a piece of your living life. Treat her like a queen, that's something every woman like. Me know you see me in your dream, but me want to tell you, say this real. I'm not play with your feelings, stop overthink and put mine at ease. Remember my status, every day he's a new girl pop up. But you a lead them a catch up. To you, me a feel them a hack up. Them say numbers don't lie, them fast up. Full of more girl than the winnings one lot up. Me a yours, you a mine, girl, where you a go? Come and square with me and put me out like me a tell him up to.
Like a beast, so addicted. I'm tossing and turning. I have all the symptoms. A mental disease taking over my system. I fuck, I'm a hunter. Now I've fallen victim. Mistaking me in it devours me. Pulling me deeper, I'm drowning. Sinking to the bottom. It's eating me up, but just swallowing piece after piece. No release, no excuse, no apology.
It's not easy to be me when all I think about is you. I keep lying to myself, cause it's so hard to face the truth. Are we sinning? Are we winning? Think I got it all confused. Guess that I don't have to worry when there's nothing left to lose. Why do you make me feel like you want me, but you gotta go? Why am I alone at night while you were sleeping next to her? Why do I keep going when I know how bad it's gonna hurt? Why do I feel like
like a phone, a soulmate in this crazy world.
Yes, yes, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I cannot get enough of her. And of course, Johannesburg is on fire because they would like to know more about Lil Hanky Panky. So, yes, and the U.S., yes, there are a few parts of the U.S. that are tapping in and say, what? What did she say? Okay. They're loving your sound and, you know, just the whole music thing that's going on, Lil Hanky Panky. I am happy to meet you. I am happy to meet you. I tell you that. But you know what? I'm sitting here saying to myself, your voice, you know, you have an artist. And the artist, you're able to kind of visualize the artist themselves. I must tell you. The voice that you're giving me and what's on the recording are like two different personalities. Why is that?
I know. Probably because I have like three different personalities myself. You see, you know how it goes. But I feel like that's the great thing about music. You get me? Like you just get to express everything you have inside of you through music. So you can be a normal person. You know, the mad people who do music just to be able to, it's therapy, you know.
It's therapeutic. Very, very therapeutic. Because,
listen, I have a lot of different sides to me. I can be very extroverted and rude. Mm-hmm. And I can be a very nice girl and very grounded. So I guess you're getting the nice grounded side of me today.
Well, you know, I think for myself, I am all those personalities, but I'm introverted. I tell myself that I'm introverted until when it is you step on my con, then that disappears.
Yeah, see, I think everybody have their sides. It's also who you're around, and if you're comfortable with who you're around, and so on, you know.
Yeah, but you know, with let me take a question from someone here. All right. So we have Phil. We have Phil out of Germany that's actually saying that he really love your sound. He has actually seen you in person. Okay, Phil.
Oh wow.
Is it?
What's his name?
Phil.
Phil, from which city?
I am asking him. All right, so while we're waiting on his response, he's out of Germany. He said he has seen you in person before, and he is, you know, he has been watching your work, and you have, you know, different things going on. So tell me about, you know, what's next for you. You've released an EP. Are you doing a media tour right now, and are you planning to go on another tour later?
What's the tours planned right now? Right now, I'm focused on releasing music, just building up the momentum and building up the wave. You know, the tour is when the wave build and you go surfing, but right now we're building the wave and the momentum still. So, I'm planning to, obviously, I have so much music lined up. I have, from last year, I have so much music sitting down. But you always have to go with the flow. As I said, Bling gave me a response that I, you know, didn't expect. So we went with it a little longer. Right now, I'm planning to release our next song very soon.
Oh.
You have to just go with like the flow. You have to just choose the right moment and stuff. And sometimes it's not easy to, you know, decide.
Yeah,
which song next and so on. But I never rest. More than I can put up at a time. So yeah, definitely a lot to look forward to this year.
I must tell you though, I really love your energy. You know, I can tell that you have more than one personality. I'm a vibe person, right? And I can tell you have more than one personality, but. I love your vibe. I love your vibe. I love what it is that you're giving me on these songs right here. And I'm looking forward. You know, there are different persons that I interview, and it is that I'll be in wait and I'll wait for their music. But the energy that you're giving me and the energy of these songs, I am waiting to see what else you have up your sleeve. And that's what keeps this music ticking. Yeah, the variations of dancehall and you know, going outside the lines and doing your own thing. I could also tell, I didn't ask you, but I'm pretty sure that you are someone who is not just, you know, guarded, but you will push the envelope at some point. You have done it, but you have done it respectfully. And as a female in the industry, I appreciate that as well.
Yes. Yeah, you have to stand up for your against post on this show.
Of course, yes.
You have to stand up for your shit sometimes. You know, it's, as you say, it's not easy, especially in a male-dominated industry. People like to show you that they like not take you serious or what, but I have to add at this point that I'm extremely grateful for the team that I have behind me, my management, and you know, the few producers that I build a very good energy with. So they have my back when in these hard moments. So, but yeah, the thing is, I've been in entertainment from 15 as a dancer as well. Mm-hmm. So I got to build this, you know, this wall, this protective wall early.
Yes.
And I got to learn to stand up for myself from early. So, but you know, sometimes not easy, because if you get rude, they might go tell you, oh, she's a bitch and she this and she that. You know, I mean, go on something.
You know, a long time ago, my mom told me something, and it stayed with me. Sorry about that. A long time ago, my mom told me the secret to staying in the business, and she told me, and it stayed with me. So maybe I can give you this advice, and maybe it will work for you. My mom said to me that if you sleep with them, they will call you a bitch. And if you don't sleep with them, they will call you a bitch. So you have to choose which bitch you want to be. Okay?
That's exactly what I've been living with. You're going to be a bitch either way.
Either way. So you got to pick which bitch you want to be and just keep it moving, right? And that is what it is that has kept me going in this business. When I approach anyone, I don't know how it is, what their reaction would be, or what... you know, what they will think of me when I leave. And then you have some persons who judge you by what other persons or what they hear from other people. But I always approach it like this. I don't know you, and when I leave the conversation, you may call me a bitch, but at the end of the day, I chose my bitch. I chose my stance, and it is going to be that. And I appreciate that. Yeah, but no, I really love your craft, okay? And I'm going to be watching out for you. I'm not just saying that. Anybody that knows me, that knows you, will tell you. If I see I'm going to watch you, I'm going to watch you. I am going to watch your career, because I think that you have a lot more where that's coming from. I appreciate you being here. And it's such a short interview, and we're looking forward to when you come back with more tracks and you will have a longer time. But for now, do you have any last minute shout outs, and can you leave your social media handles with our listening audience?
Of course. Mm-hmm. My shout out, I don't know. I shout out everybody, you know, like all of my supporters. So like, a lot of people underestimate the value of actual support, especially for upcoming artists.
Yes.
You know, like, you all have people, oh, I support you, but they don't really do nothing apart from saying that they support you. But the people who actually go and listen to the music, who actually click like, subscribe, who actually give you a comment, who actually share your thing in their story, you know, a few times. Big shout out to these people. But also big shout out to people who just watching me. Big shout out to my haters. What will the world be without you? It would be boring. To my team, to Dancer Blink, to everybody, to Bounty Killer, to Sizzler as well, who gave me a strength on the other song. So, and my manager, Marlon Hutchinson, who without him, all of this wouldn't even be possible. Shout out to you guys for having me today. It was a lovely interview. I hope I didn't leave anybody out, but my social media is Lil Hanky Panky. L-I-L-H-A-N-K-Y-P-A-N-K-Y. on Instagram, but if you Google me, you'll literally find everything. Like, if you type in Little Hunky Punky to Google, it will show you everything you need. And yeah, I have a lot of links to my music in my bio as well on Instagram. So I should not be hard to find at all.
So, am I correct that you're probably the only artist with that name?
You know, yes, but that's why I kept the little in front of the Hunky Punky, because apparently there is a brand that does some kind of underwear or something called Hunky Punky, so
yeah,
that's why I kept the little Hunky. People just call me Hunky and all, but for Google purposes and the purposes of finding me, the little in front of it, yeah, that makes it unique, because if you type in little Hunky Punky, like, it will immediately find me and nothing else.
All right, so to our listening audience, I will be giving away 5 copies of each song. So if you would like a copy of Bling, a copy of Gummy, or a copy of Energy featuring Bounty Killer, hit me up and I'll make it happen. It's been a pleasure having you come through. We are going to vibe out with Energy. And coming up next, we have the Vino in the Wings. I thank you for being here, Little Hanky Panky, and I really
thanks
love
for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Give thanks.
I woke up alone, took a look at my phone. Missed call, number unknown. Can't be bothered, I'm out in my zone. Your presence still lingers around. My clothes are over the ground. This morning you're gone out of town. This morning I lost what I found. I let you tempted to touch, yeah. You got me thinking too much, yeah. Life isn't got in a rush, yeah. We've been escaping the bus, yeah. Now everything seems to be such a real broken connection, yeah. That I'm here, still keep it moving like autumn and feel. I'm pressing yes and you're staring the wheel.
Again,
killing Hunky Punky, with a term you can stunk it. With a term you can stunk it. It's Bounty Killer and Hunky Punky.
Yeah,
yeah. Tell you both for the nothing like, till election time come round tonight. Me bring a piece of your living life. Treat her like a queen, that's something every woman like. Me know you see me in your dream, but me want to tell you say this real. Man, I play with your feelings, stop overthink and put mine at ease. Remember my status, every day he's a new girl pop up. To a lead them a catch up. To you, me a feel them a rock up. Them say numbers don't lie. Them if I so full of more girl than the wheelies for a lot up. Me a yours, you a mine, girl, where you a go? Come and square with me and put me out like me a tell him up to.
I can hear you breathing miles away. I see you in my dreams. Believe me, energy is healing.
Thought life could be so addictive. I'm tossing and turning. I have all the symptoms. A mental disease taking over my system.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a correction on this song with Bounty Killer. The name of the track is actually Dream. Okay? I think I was feeling the energy. The name is Energy. The name of the track is Dream. So yes, hit me up if you need a copy of Dreams, if you need a copy of Gummy, if you need a copy of Blink. Giving away 5 copies each. Okay? I thank you guys for tapping in.